The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Gulseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
And we have a series going on right now of author interviews of a really, really fantastic book.
And fantastic authors, fantastic writers as well.
Yes, that is true. Katie Schuerman is involved in this project.
Greatly.
greatly involved in this project. If you want the deep inside scoop, go find her on Twitter. But we're talking about He Restores My Soul, which is a book from Emmanuel Press that Katie and a group of fantastic women authors have pulled together to talk about what it means to be cross-bearing Christian women and how we deal with the issues that we may deal with as Christian women with Christ as our shepherd. So today, we get to talk with Deaconess Kristen Wasilak, Assistant Professor of Theology and the Director of the Deaconess Program at Concordia University Chicago, about her chapter in this book. Welcome, Deaconess Kristen.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thanks for joining us.
You have the talking stick.
Oh,
it's your turn.
It's sitting in the middle.
Oh, sorry.
Of us.
Sarah gets to ask the questions.
I do get to ask the questions. So, we've talked with you before, but give us a little bit of a background of your role at Concordia and what you get to do with deaconess formation with students at Concordia.
Well, I get to stay young by being around college students all the time and enjoy the vitality of a Christian Lutheran campus. Being right next door to the chapel, part of the theology department, mentoring deaconess students in their formation, primarily as undergraduates, and seeing them all through to a year of internship and then placement in their first calls in the church, it's a joy. And then they become my sisters in Christ as deaconesses out there all around the world. And the Lord has given me a very a beautiful position to serve in, and I've enjoyed doing that for many years now, on and off in different roles for Concordia University Chicago, but it's been a joy.
And you have the privilege of serving just the women of Concordia University Chicago. I don't know. Do you have any men as students? I guess not in the deaconess program. I don't know if there are other students, but you get to work primarily with women.
Primarily with women, but also other church work students, or there are students that are from other denominations that are interested in doing Christian ministry. And they also come to Concordia to get our good theology and understanding of law and gospel. And we have some excellent biblical professors that really open up the scriptures for students, so you don't have to be Lutheran. So we get to interact with a number of different denominations in our student body.
You get to care for and serve and I guess lift up the vocations of women is what I'm aiming at here and how that relates to your involvement in this book as well. He Restores My Soul, and this work with Katie Schuerman. Oh, go ahead.
I think for the 32 years I've been a deaconess now, so much of the vocation has been walking alongside women and their families during the crises of life. And I would just have, been fine doing that, but the Lord gave me a few of our own crises. So he has a way of doing that and by doing that, deepening our faith and for a while, perhaps deepening our distrust of him on his way to making us depend more upon him after all. So It's not just serving others. Others serve as the voices of Christ back to me when I need it, and watching others as they go through these trials and how they internalize the words and the gospel of Scripture to understand God's love and mercy towards them, that feeds my soul as well.
You mentioned trials, and that's really the topic of your involvement in this book, your chapter in this book as well. Mm-hmm. Why is this topic of trials, devastating trials, important to you? Why is it an important topic that you wanted to share with others in this book?
Well, it's not by choice. the Lord has allowed or caused, depending on how you struggle, with that, those words. He has caused sorrow in our life as our son Daniel was stillborn, and with the illnesses of our living children as well. So watching children in pain has been a burden I was not expecting from the Lord.
And how can women stay focused on the promises of God through these painful things? So many of us go through painful circumstances, and it's hard to talk about it, but for a variety of reasons. But how can we stay focused on the promises of God and remember what He promises us, even when these painful circumstances are happening?
For me, it's been very helpful to focus on the words that He's given me, to pray the simplest of words. I think, you know, when things first hit you, at least I tend to talk to God a lot and use a lot of words and wrestle and all of that. And as time goes on, I sort of reach the end of my capability to pray, and sometimes go through days or even weeks of just going through the motions, but not really praying, not really talking to Him. And I just lose the ability to communicate with Him, either out of my despair or anger or whatever it may be. And then simple words like, Lord, have mercy, come and just bring, you know, it's like, it's just too much for words. You just go through this stuff and you got nothing. It's too overwhelming to even form the words. And so something so simple, but so profound, Lord, have mercy, becomes the prayer as you're crying in the shower and as you're driving along crying, and as, you know, just at every time in the day, you got nothing, and Lord, have mercy. And I think He promises to have mercy on us. We don't know how that mercy shows up, but He promises it, and so that's sometimes how I just grab onto the smallest shred that He's given right there in the midst of my day.
What are you hoping that people will gain from reading your chapter, or what do you hope that that women will be encouraged by in your chapter?
Well, I think there will probably be some help in understanding what words of Scripture are given to us that help us, not by solving the problem, not by making everything all better right here on this earth, but by giving us words. I mean, women, we need our words. We use lots and lots of words, and we're not used to running out of them, but sometimes we do. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I think what's been the hardest aspect for me to learn is that it doesn't have to be solved here in this life. Our lives are not a sitcom that's done in 30 minutes, all wrapped up in a nice, neat little bow. The invisible pain, that suffering that can happen in those that we love, like my children, that can be lifelong. And doctors can have a lot, very little to offer. I mean, we spend a lot of time, a lot of effort trying to find solutions, and that's not a bad thing. But our home is in heaven, and there is our hope for a painless, joy-filled life in the presence of God with no more tears, no more suffering, all accomplished, all done. And so sometimes we recognize in this life that we can make an idol out of solving the issue here, and that's not one of God's promises. His promise is that he holds all things and accomplishes all things, and we will one day live with him in that joy and peace.
We have just about a minute left. Who was, or who is, who was or is witnesses to God's love, God's mercy for you through those trials, through those difficult times in life and those challenges you faced?
There, I don't know if there's one person, but there have been just people who have been really faithful in checking in on us, in praying for our, especially our daughter who was afflicted the worst, and who just never give up on us. And God's presence through the body of Christ has been just a relief. To know that people don't forget about us, even as these trials go on for a long time.
So the fellow saints around you who bear those burdens
Indeed.
With you and remind you of
Indeed.
Christ's love. Our guest today, Deaconess Kristen Wasilek, Assistant Professor of Theology and Director of Deaconess Program at Concordia University Chicago, also author of a chapter in He Restores My Soul. Looking forward to sharing more with about this book in other episodes as well. Deaconess Kristen, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
You are most welcome. Great to talk with you, Andy.
That does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.